And he had a strong resentment toward his colleagues at the police department.
所以最后他决定是拿起枪，他本来是保护啊，保护这个民众的，但最后他走上这条路，他是拿起枪来攻击他以前的同事和他这些同事的家属。
And finally, he picked up the gun he was using to protect people, but now he was using it against his colleagues and their families.
我想像这样的事情呢，时不时的都会发生。
I think things like this may happen anytime.
所以在工作的场所发生的一些纠纷呢，因为没有很好的这个去解决哈。
And then these kind of arguments or disagreement happened in the public workplace, not being resolved very fairly.
结果造成了这个冲突的升级跟加剧。
So the conflict elevated and created a problem.
最后甚至发生到凶杀案，这是也是常见的事情。
It brought about the shooting, which can be seen nowadays.
这也提醒我们注意说，在我们的工作场所，实际上也是一个。人际的关系也是非常重要的一个方面。
And this reminds us in our workplace, relationship is also very important.
因为现代社会的工作节奏跟几十年前相比啊，已经大不一样了。
Because the work pace at our workplace is very, very different from years ago.
所以以前的话呢，一些人常常在一个公司一工作就是几十年的哈。
Before, some employees would work at one company for many, many long years.
所以很吃惊，这比安卡跟安德森他们可以在这个地方工作二十几年哈。
Just like Anderson and Bianca, they worked in their companies for more of almost 20 years.
但是现在是这样的情况越来越少。
But this kind of phenomenon is less and less.
特别是这个公司的竞争比较加剧哈。
Especially there is intense competition between the companies.
公司常常经过重组啊，来这个解雇啊，什么各种各样的变化哈。
And the company would do reorganization, they would lay off people, so there are many changes.
以前你要学了一门手艺，可以受用终生哈。
Before, if you have one skill, you can use that skill for the rest of your life.
但是现在的话，你要是做一门工作的话，你这工作中你要持续不断的要进修，要学新的东西啊。
But nowadays, if you work at one job, you got to continue have on-the-job training and learning continuously.
不然的话，你很快就会被这个市场所淘汰哈。
Otherwise, you will be eliminated from the workplace very fast.
所以这些都造成了这个人际关系的压力紧张哈。
So all these created a tension and a nervousness in the workplace.
那今天我们继续来看以弗所书，我们就来思考。在职场中的人际关系。
So today, as we continued in the book of Ephesians, we will work. We'll look at the relationship at the workplace.
那当时我们看到这段经文的时候，很多人会说，这段经文讲的是什么呀？是什么奴隶呀、啊？还有什么主人呐、啊？这之类的东西啊？
Now, so when we look at this passage, people say, "Oh, this passage is about the masters and slaves."
好像跟我们这个年代是非常遥远的。
It's very remote from our current situation.
而且读起来好像也读的不是很让我们能够明白哈。
And then when we read it, we don't quite understand it.
有人说，你看保罗在这里讲了哈，一共是五节经文，它有四节好像是在讲对这个奴隶讲是应该怎么样。
So there are five verses, but within these five verses, there are four verses as if Paul was talking to slaves.
所以有人说保罗是不是？比较支持这个奴隶制度的哈。
So people would make the comment say, "Oh, was Paul supporting the slavery system?"
特别是以前呢，这个美国过去有这个奴隶的这个制度哈。
Especially when United States used to have a slavery system.
所以他们把很多黑人从非洲运过来之后，他们就在这个庄园里面做事哈。
And they shipped a lot of black people from Africa and then shipped them over here and they work at the plantations.
所以那奴隶主常常说，你们去学圣经啊，那好啊，一定要读那一段哈，你怎么样听从你的主人哈。
So the slave master would advise their slaves, say, "Hey, you have to read this passage in the Bible because it shows you how to obey your master."
所以给我们的印象好像说，哦，是不是圣经也是支持这个奴隶制度的哈。
So we are left with the impression that, oh, is the Bible supporting slavery?
那么其实我们仔细来看这段经文，是从这个整个的书卷，我们想保罗在这里面所要讲的都是 在家庭里面的人际关系哈。
But through reading the whole book, we realize that in this passage, especially Paul was talking about relationships in family lives.
你看我们前面讲到的是夫妻的关系。
First of all, we talk about relation between husband and wife.
然后我们又讲到说父母跟儿女的关系。
And then it talks about parents and their children.
其实这里面主人跟奴隶的关系也是他们家里面哈，这是当时这个。罗马帝国那个像家里面的事物的一部分。
And the relation between masters and slaves is also part of the family culture.
但是我们想通过这些经文，我们讲所寻找的是一些属灵的真理。
But through this passage, what we like to find is a spiritual truth.
所以这个属灵的真理不单是适用在我们今天跟我们的老板啊，还有我们这个下属之间的这样的关系啊。
And this spiritual principle can apply.Between bosses and their employees.
所以我们今天在思想的时候会发现，哎，在我们生会适用到我们生活中很多跟人打交道时的关系哈。
And this principle also can apply to many areas of our relationships.
所以今天我们就来看一看，到底哪些属灵的原则可以用在我们的生活。
So let's find out the spiritual principles that we can apply into our lives.
Okay, Yeah, 我们如果有圣经的话，就请你打开以弗所书哈，第六章。
So please open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们来看第五节到第九节哈。
Verses 5-9.
那我来读中文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese.
然后裴师母会来读英文。
And then I will read in English.
以弗所书第六章哈，第五节到第九节。
Ephesians 6:5-9.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊。用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Not with eye service as men pleasers.But as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man.
因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
你们做主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
And you masters do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him.
所以我们首先看这段经文的时候讲到当时的社会家里面是有奴隶的哈。
First of all, back then there are slaves within the family.
那么他们家里一则是有田园或是有工厂等等，是有这样的一个情况哈。
The family may have a field, they may have a factory.
所以我们在应用这段经文之前，我们首先要知道这段经文的背景，它和我们现在生活的这个时代是很不一样。
So before we apply the scripture, first of all, we need to understand the background of back then is very different from what is now.
而且罗马帝国时期的那个奴隶的制度和我们现在的这个奴隶的制度也是不一样的。
And the slavery system during the Roman Empire is also very different from the slavery that we are accustomed to.
Yeah, 比如像美国的十九世纪这些黑人的奴隶哈，这个跟罗马时代的那个奴隶是不一样的概念。
So, for example, the 19th century slavery in America is very different from the slavery system in Rome.
所以据统计呢，罗马当时的人口啊，有三分之一的是奴隶。
According to their statistics, 1/3 of the population under the Roman Empire were slaves.
所以整个的社会是一种这样的制度啊。
So the whole society is under this kind of system.
而且这些奴隶的来源呢，多半是从战争中这样掳来的，他成为奴隶。
And all these slaves were captured during the war.
那有些奴隶也是通过买卖的。
And some were through sales.
我想这是当时的社会政治经济 发展情况下 一种产物、啊、
So this is a product under that time's economy and politics.
所以当时的奴隶是从事很多种的职业和工作。
And then the slaves were doing many, many different kinds of jobs.
不光是只是做这种苦力的活、啊、
They don't just do hard labor.
那么有些奴隶呢，甚至是受过很好的教育。
And some slaves were very well educated.
甚至呢有些是他们当中是艺术家
And some of them were even artists
有一些特殊的技能跟技巧
And some have very special skills and techniques
所以你看有些奴隶呢甚至可以帮主人去打点生意啊做很多的事情
And some slaves would even do the business for the master
但是奴隶毕竟是奴隶
But slaves were slaves anyway
那这些奴隶呢他们是没有人权的
And they had no human rights
他们可以任由这个主人去责罚
And they can be punished by the master in any way they want.
被主人处死，他都不会受到任何法律的责任。
Even when they were killed by the masters were not under the law.
所以有些人，看到这段经文，以为是哦，保罗好像是支持奴隶制度，实际上并不是这样。
So people say, oh, Paul supported the slavery system. It wasn't so.
因为这是当时那个社会。已经有的情况
Because it was the condition under that circumstances in that society.
保罗只是讲说怎么样去处理这样的关系
And Paul was just dealing with how you deal with your relationship.
他没有说要支持这个奴隶制度
He didn't say he supported the slavery.
当然他也没有说要马上废除这个奴隶的制度
And he didn't say either that he's going to abolish the slavery.
因为当时社会上这是那个条件下是不可能做到的事情啊。
Because it was impossible under those circumstances.
但是呢，当时教会里面呢，有一些信徒进到教会，当时他们的身份是奴隶。
And back then, some believers came to church and they were slaves.
那么他们的主人呢，也是基督徒，那奴隶也是基督徒。
And their masters were also Christians, and their slaves were also Christians.
所以他们在一起聚会，一起擘饼呢。大家都叫主内的弟兄姐妹都是平等的
So when they came to church they met together they broke bread together they were called brothers and sisters
但是回到家里面他们又是一个主人跟奴隶的关系
But after they returned home they became masters and slaves
所以这里就是保罗所要强调的重点怎么又是平等的又是不平等的你们怎么样这个新的身份作为基督徒你怎么样去处理这个奴隶跟主人的关系。
So Paul was dealing with that situation. At the church, they were equal, but when they went home, they were not equal. So how do you handle that situation?
所以呢，他对这个奴隶就讲了说，你们现在虽然是在教会里面跟你们的主人是平等的了。
So he was telling us, even though you were equal at church with your masters,
但是不能因为这样你就轻慢了你的主人。
But don't disrespect your master because of this.
那在世界上呢，你们仍然是有这种不平等的关系，所以你要应该尊重你的主人，应该听从他。
So in the world, you still have this unequal status, so you still need to respect your masters.
所以第五节这里讲到说，你们要惧怕战惊啊。
So in verse 5, it says with fear and trembling.
所以这只不是讲的说你们惧怕战惊是怕你们的主人哈。
It doesn't mean that you have to fear your master.
而是说你惧怕战惊是因为基督的缘故
You fear and tremble because of Christ
所以这里面讲到关系的时候保罗就用基督基督这个短短的五节经文这个基督出现了五次
So in the relationship Paul emphasized the fact of Christ and Christ the name appeared five times in these five verses
所以说基督等于是贯穿于这个新的人际关系的所有的层面
So Christ covered all the relationships in different levels
但是讲到说对主人的时候保罗只讲了一节经文
But concerning the master Paul only said one verse
所以有人说觉得不太平等哎为什么讲奴隶讲了四节讲主人就讲一节哈
So some people say, oh, it's not equal Why do you talk about slave you use four verses and why talk masters you only use one verse
实际上这个跟讲的经文多少没有关系哈
It has nothing to do with the amount of verses you use
但是这个分量是同样的沉重哈
But the weight is both very heavy
因为保罗说你们不要威吓他们哈
Paul say masters don't threaten your slaves
就说你要待他们要有恩典
You need to treat them with grace
但是你要知道啊 当时的社会在罗马帝国没有人会告诉奴隶主应该怎么样对待他的奴隶。
But you know that in the Roman Empire, nobody would show or teach the masters how to treat their slaves.
所以整个的法律制度、社会制度就是奴隶主可以随便的对待他的奴隶。
So under their law, under their society, the rules tell them you can treat them any way you want.
所以当时啊，在这个罗马帝国，他有一个参议员哈，他被这个他的奴隶啊给杀死了哈。
So,And back then in Rome, there was a senator who was killed by his slave.
Yeah, 这个案件发生之后呢，杀死之后，结果是怎么样呢？当时这个处理就是把这一家，他们一共有400个奴隶，这400个奴隶全部给处决的。
So what they did was, this Roman senator's house, he has 400 slaves, and they executed, killed all those 400 slaves.
所以这个事情被记载下来，我们就知道说当时奴隶的这个权利在哪里哈。
So this case was recorded, and we can find out where lies.
所以保罗这里说，奴隶主对他们说，你们应该怎么样善待你们奴隶，这个绝对是超乎当时社会的这种流行的观念的。
So when Paul told the master to don't threaten them but treat them with grace, this far exceeded the expectation of the society back then.
所以说我们看到，虽然保罗这里只讲了一节经文，但是非常非常的，这节经文非常的分量很重。
So even though Paul only used one verse to talk to the masters, it carried a lot of weight.
所以我们看到说，这里讲到说主仆的关系，一个根本的概念就是说，当我们觉得我们有权利来对待别人的时候。
So when he talks about the master and servant relationships, it concerns when do we have the right to treat somebody.
这里保罗提醒我们什么？你们特别要慎重。
Paul reminds us that we have to be very careful.
你对待别人的时候，特别是你当有特别的权利可以对待别人的时候。
Especially when you have the right, special right to treat other people.
要记住说我们应该有恩典。
Remember that we should show grace.
因为这个基本的真理就在第九节的最后一句。
Because this basic truth is revealed in the last.
就是说我们同有一位主在天上，他怎么样？他并不偏待人。
Because we both have a master in heaven, and he has no respect of persons.
大家知道这个最近几年这个加州的房地产。非常的兴旺哈。
We know that in recent years, the real estate in California is very prosperous.
那很多海外的人也到加州来买房子哈。
And many people from overseas would come to California and buy homes.
特别是我们南加州那个地方哈。
Especially in Southern California.
那有很多中国的这个投资者来买房哈。
Many Chinese investors came and invest.
那有些来买房的，他们很有钱哈。
And some came with lots of money.
然后他们就会找那些个这个购房的中介哈，来帮他们去买房子。
And they will find an agent to help them locate a home.
然后有些中介啊，就觉得哎呀，这个很好的机会，可以帮助他们的生意嘛。
So some agents thought this is a wonderful opportunity to make some money.
但是有些人他们做了一段时间就非常的痛苦哈。
But some of them felt very painful after they.Deal with these investors.
因为他们的观念呢是在中国那边，他到这边之后，他觉得哦，我是有钱了，你是帮我来，这个你是赚我的钱的，所以呢，那我有什么要求，你一定得听。
Because these investors from China think I have the money and I ask you to do something for me, so I can tell you whatever I want to do.
所以他们会提出各种各样的要求，把这些个房地产经纪人搞得是头昏脑胀哈。
So they would have a lot of demands on the agent, you know, make them very confused.
因为他忘记说，其实在美国是不是这样？我们虽然是找这个经纪人，我们也要什么？也要尊重别人嘛哈。
But the mentality is different here. Even though we have an agent, we still need to respect them.
所以这个东西为什么要尊重别人？即使是哦，这个中介是要赚我的钱，但是他是帮我买房子，但是圣经。这个原则就是从圣经来的，我们每个人都是平等的，我们同有一位主，他并不偏待。
So even though the agent is making money off you, but he's still doing a job helping you find a house, so we need to have mutual respect. And this truth comes from the Bible because we'll have one God in heaven.
所以这提醒我们啊， 无论我们是在别人的权柄之下，还是别人在我们的权柄之下。
And so this also reminds us whether we are under authority of someone else or we are authority over someone else.
所以都告诉我们，我们要做人待人怎么样，要公平和公正。
We need to treat people with fairness and justice.
所以这样，我们从保罗的这个教训当中，我们可以大概的看出一些属灵的道理，可以应用到我们的生活之中。
We can see some spiritual truth to apply into our own lives.
Yeah, 那保罗这里基本讲就是说，基督徒每个人呢，我们看待人的话，我们是人人在基督面前都是平等的。
So Christ teaches us that everyone is equal before Him.
所以第八节讲到，不是论是为奴的还是自主的。
So verse 8 mentioned whether you are free or bound.
所以这个平等的概念是非常清楚的。
So the concept of equality is very clear.
那另外一个原因就是什么呢？那就是说，我们将来要从基督那里得什么？得到赏赐。
Another thing is that each one of us will receive an award from our Lord in the future.
所以基督会按照我们的行为来评判我们。
So Christ will judge us according to our works.
所以不论我们在这个世界上是做什么事情，
So no matter what we do in this world，
那一个很关键衡量的标准，神看我们不是看我们的成就。
Key of measuring is not on your achievement，
而是看我们怎么样来对待别人。
But on how you treat other people，
因为神他是本身是不会偏待人的。
Because God is equal toward everybody。
所以我们基督徒在神的国度里面是平等。
So Christians are equal in God's kingdom.
但是我们在现实的生活中却是有差距。
But in actual reality, in our real life, there is a difference.
所以这就要求我们说，我们基督徒要坦然地面对说我们在现实生活中的这个差距。
So Christians need to face the difference or the gap in the world that we're living in.
所以我们如果是在别人的权柄之下，我们并不会因为我们是有基督徒的身份，我们就变得骄傲而不听从别人。
If we are under authority of someone else, we cannot disrespect that person because you think that we are Christians.
那我们反而会更加的敬重他。
On the contrary, we would respect them even more.
如果别人在我们的权柄之下，我们知道怎么样去善待别人。
And if someone is under our authority, we also know how to treat them fairly.
因为这样的话，我们才可以在神的面前什么得到他的恩待啊。
In this way, we can be treated well by God in His presence.
所以在所有的人际关系当中，我们看到说，这个我们的新的身份告诉我们，基督就成为我们跟其他人关系的一个桥梁。
So in all our relationships, we realize that Christ has become the bridge of our relationship with other people.
所以这样的话，我们在看待工作就不一样了哈。
So we will look at our work differently.
所以我们如果在餐馆里面做适应生的话，
If I'm a waiter or waitress in a restaurant,
那我们不单是只是说做服务，
Not only do we serve our customers,
来赚这个薪水，我们也知道说怎么样客人让他会吃得开心啊，待得舒服。
So we work to earn a living, but we also know how to treat our customers with a good attitude so they can eat happily.
如果我们是在这个学校里做老师的话，
If we're teaching at a school,
我们也不会简单是说哦，我只是上了课，批过作业，我已经完成了。
I would not just say, oh, I'm just here doing my job after I, you know, check their test. My job is done.
那我们也会对学生就有格外的一份关心跟爱心。
We would show special love and care toward our students.
因为我们知道这样做就是因为基督的缘故。
Because we know when we do this, it's because of Christ.
那如果是做技术工作的话，我们也不会简单说，哎呀，反正我把这个工作做完就可以了。
If I work in a technical field, I want to say, oh, I'm just doing my job.
那我们会尽心尽力的把它做好。
So、we will do it very, very carefully to do a good job.
所以说这个概念是改变了我们说的工作的态度哈。
So this concept changed our attitude when we work.
也改变了说我们看我们跟其他人之间的关系。
It also changes our concept of our relationship with other people.
那以前有一个基督徒的这个学者哈。
There was a Christian scholar.
那他在大学里面工作。
And he worked in the college.
那别人就说哇，你是个基督徒哈。
So people say, oh, you're a Christian.
所以那你肯定了，你这个工作反正你就马马虎虎了，你主要的时间就是在做神的事情，对不对？
So you know, don't treat your job too seriously, you know, because you're there to do God's work.
这个基督徒回答说不是这样子。
So this Christian said, oh, no, not so.
那基督徒正是因为我是基督徒的话，那我当然要把我这份工作要做好。
Just because I'm a Christian, I should do my job exceptionally well.
最基本最低的这要求，我要对得起这个学校付的我这份薪水哈。
I need to at least do my basic requirements, you know, to marry the salary I'm getting.
Yeah. 那么当然他要这个生命诗人来侍奉神，要做教会，要服侍神的工作，但是不等于说我们在神给我们这个世界上的工作我们就马马虎虎不负责任。
So because you're doing God's work on the campus, you're doing work at the church, doesn't mean you can just do your job carelessly.
所以对待工作我们很容易就变成两个极端哈。
So sometimes we have two extremes.
一个极端就是说哎呀我实在是不喜欢这工作哈。
One extreme is, oh, I really don't like my job.
但是没有办法要养家糊口哈。
But because I need to feed my family.
所以呢就是很缺乏动力的哈。
So I don't have any motivation.
所以每天上班去呢好像去巴比伦差不多哈。
So every day I go to work, so I'm going to Babylon.
那我来到教会我才是到了圣殿了，我才是这样。
So when I come to church, I'm come to a holy place.
我做教会的事情，做神的事情，那才是好的。
So it's good to do God's work and do church work.
没有。神给你做的属事的事情跟属灵的事情都是神托付我们的事情。
Oh, not so. The work in the world and the work in God's work, they are all God's assigned jobs.
都是让我们在这个场所这个地点我们碰到不同的人，都是给了我们一个什么样的机会，一个见证的机会。
That we may meet different people, and by that, God gave us an opportunity to share our testimony.
那也有的人是另外一个极端哈。
But some people go to the other extreme.
那个极端就是工作狂哈，我们叫。
So that's an alcoholic.
Workaholic.
Workaholic. Workaholic.
差不多 close enough. 以前因为我在公司做事，我也碰到过一些个这种搞科学的人，科学研究的人。
So back in my company where I used to work, you know, I know some scientists.
因为我们是做这个R&D 研究的哈。
We do a research and development.
所以有些人他真的是很现热爱他的工作哈。
Some people are very very devoted to their work.
有个人热爱到工作什么程度呢哈
？To a certain degree.
他就说啊。他真的是这样想的。
You really think like that?
每天吃饭还要洗澡，真是浪费很多的时间。
So every day I have to eat, I have to take a bath. It's really wasting my time.
确实是啊，因为每天你花在这个吃饭这个时间啊，是要很多的时间去做你生活的。他说这个很浪费时间啊。
So he thinks, you know, it's a wasting of time to eat and to take a bath.
他说生命非常的短暂。
His life is so short.
我应该把所有的时间都用在科学研究上。
I need to use all my time in the scientific research.
哇、wow.再给你100年的话，你有多少东西可以研究？研究不过来的。
So if you have another 100 years, you know, there's so much to research.
因为神创造这个世界，真是奇妙无穷。
Because the world God created is very wondrous.
工作只是我们生活的一部分，它不应该是我们生活的全部。
Work is only part of a life, not the whole part.
当然，神是希望我们在生活、工作中得到什么？得到乐趣。
But God wants us to have pleasure in our work.
因为运用神给我们的这个能力啊，我们去创造，我们就得到什么？得到一个很大的满足哈。
Using the ability God gave us to create, we receive a lot of satisfaction.
所以，怎么样把我们的信仰跟我们的工作或者是生意能够很好的结合起来哈
？So how can we integrate our faith and our work or business is a big issue.
所以我们尽量避免这两个极端哈。
So let's try to avoid these two extremes.
那以前有个基督徒，他是要自己创业，还成立一个公司哈。
There was a Christian who wanted to start his own business.
那创立一个公司之后呢，他就请了一些人，他就说啊，我们公司成立了，我们怎么样呢？我们要在公司里面要祷告，求神祝福我们哈。
So he started his own company and he hired some people. And at the opening of his company, he said, "Oh, we're going to pray to God to bless our company."
那 第开始那几年呢，生意非常的好。
And the first few years, he had a very good business.
老板也非常开心，是不是
？So the boss was very happy.
过几年呢，这市场不好，生意开始不好了。
So a few years later, you know, the market was slow, so the business dwindled.
你就看见那老板的笑容越来越小了哈。
And you can see, this, you know, fewer and fewer smiles on his face.
所以呢，他这个喜乐也没有了。
So he lost his joy.
我想那祷告也没有了哈。
And he lost his prayer.
所以我们作为基督徒，不仅仅是相信神是让他来祝福我们而已哈。
So we don't trust a God who only blesses us.
当然，神的祝福从来都不少的。
Of course, God's blessing is abundant.
但是我们关键要认识到说，在这个工作当中，我们怎么样享受神借着工作赐给我们一切的祝福。
The key thing is how do you enjoy your work with all the blessing that comes through work.
所以神让在我们工作中得到满足，也是让我们在工作中跟不同的人有联系哈。
So God wants us to have satisfaction at work, but also through our work, we can have contact with many different people.
所以当我们跟这些人都彼此的认识跟联系的时候
，And so we know people when we connect with people.
那神也希望说，在这个关系当中，我们可以彰显基督的荣耀。
And God wants us to reflect the glory of Christ through these relationships.
那怎么样才可以彰显基督的荣耀呢？
And how can we reflect or manifest the glory of Christ?
这个一个重要的观念就是我们要知道一些真理。
One key factor is that we have to understand some very important truth.
第一个就是我们每个人在基督面前都是平等的。
First is that we are all equal in God's eyes.
那第二个就是说，基督将来要评估我们的行为。
Second is Christ will judge each of us in the end.
所以呢，我们在工作场所常常最难处的就是人际的关系哈。
So in the workplace, the hardest thing to deal is relationships.
实际上讲来讲去就是一些利益嘛。
Bottom line is, in simple words, is profit.
那这些东西实际上在工作里面就是说名跟利的问题。
Is your fame, your reputation, and how much profit you're going to get.
那基督徒，我们如果知道说这个名和利益不是我们工作的最重要的东西的时候
，And Christians know that to have a reputation, to have fame, or to have your profit is not the most important things while you're working.
实际上，我们跟人相处，你就会减少了很多的麻烦。
If we know that, then our relationship with people will be much harmonious.
Yeah.因为这些冲突啊，就是很多人要追求的东西。
Because these are the things people pursue, and then these are the things that create conflicts.
所以，当我们的重点焦点不在我们自己的身上的时候
，So when our focus is not on ourselves,
所以很多的问题啊就迎刃而解了。
And many Christians, many problems can be solved.
所以我还记得我第一次去这个教会去面试的时候哈。
I remember when I went to church for an interview the first time.
那我刚从神学院毕业的时候怎么样去面试哈。
How I just graduated from seminary, how do I do the interview?
那这跟公司的面试就不太一样哈。
And to a church is different from a company.
所以我就请教我以前的那个老牧师哈。
So I asked my older pastor before.
所以你到公司去面试就告诉说我多能干，我给你能做些什么，对不对？那公司才会请你。
So you interview at a company, you show them how capable you are, so they would hire you.
所以我还记得啊，那老牧师跟我讲，所以我就是他说你去经常你去面试的这个教会的时候，你要记得你首先是基督派去的使者。
So he advised me that when you go interview at a church, first of all, you need to realize that you are aMessenger or ambassador that Christ sent you.
So, 你是代表着基督去探望这个教会。
So you represent Jesus to visit this church.
所以这个整个就改变了我整个的这个怎么去看待这个面试的过程哈。
So this
立场和角度就完全不一样。
This totally changed how I looked at the interview at a church.
不是说我表现的怎么样。
It's not how I can present myself.
不是说我怎么样可以得到这个工作。
It's not how I can get this job.
而是我到这个地方，我怎么样代表基督，能把基督要说的话告诉这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
But how I can represent Christ and share with them the words that Christ wants me to share.
所以这个是我们啊去工作的一个态度，是基督派我们 到这个工作的地方能够跟这些人相处。
So my attitude of going to work at the church is Christ sent me there so I can establish relationship with them and through that relationship I can deliver Christ's message.
好，我不知道你们有多少人同意我的说法。
I don't know how many of you agree with the way I said.
或者你们当中有多少人会觉得说会按照这个说法去做哈。
Or how many of you would do according to my view?
有人可能说陈牧师啊，你这个讲的都对。
Some of you may say, "Oh, Pastor Chen, you're right."
但是你不知道那个实际的情况是怎么样，不适用啊。
But you don't know the real situation. You know it's not applicable.
哎，你是不知道我的那个老板有多难处哈。
You don't know how awful my boss is.
Yeah, 所以呢，有的时候我们知道一些属灵的真理，说，哎呀，在教会听的是这一样，但是我们到实际生活中发现，我真的没有办法会。
So sometimes you would question, you know, I hear this at church, but when I apply it in my workplace, it's a totally different situation.
So, 我有个好朋友，他也是很好的基督徒哈。
I have a good friend who is also a Christian.
那他跟我做的专业比较接近哈。
His specialty is very close to what I do.
但是他在做的公司里面做的很高级。
But he was at a very senior position at his company.
那后来他换到另外一个公司的时候，那他就遇到说跟这个。老板有很不容易相处的一段经历。
So when he changed to another company, he found out that he had a very tough time with his boss.
因为他的老板是准备要退休的哈。
His boss was getting ready to retire.
那公司呢，就是请他来，大概就是将来过两三年就要把他的老板取代了哈。
So the company hired him so he can replace this boss.
那这个被取代的人自然是。不大乐意哈。
And the person being replaced wasn't very happy.
所以就每天在挑他的毛病，说他这个不好。
So he picked on him a lot.
其实我这个朋友他还是个性非常好的一个人。
And my good friend has a very good personality.
但是他说，他就跟我来分享，我们就彼此我们祷告，他说受不了，实在是受不了，这个老板实在是太难。太难搞了。
So when he came to me and we prayed together, and he was telling me, "Oh, this is so tough. You know, my boss is just very unreasonable. It's impossible."
哎呀，我说你都受不了，这个老板可能是够呛，因为他是脾气很好的一个人。
So I said, "You know, even you couldn't take it. You know, your boss must be terrible."
但是我们在一起祷告的时候，那神把你放在这个地方哈，就是让我们能够学习一些功课了。
But then I told him that God placed you over there. There's a lesson He wants you to learn.
那既然他有这个权柄是在你之上，那我们就尊重他的权柄就是了。
So He has authority over you. Then you just respect His authority.
Yeah, 他说什么就是什么好了。
So whatever He says, that's whatever goes.
他把你降级那就降级，对不对
？If He demotes you, then you're being demoted.
哎，他把你权力拿走，你就给他。
If he takes away your authority, then just hand it to him.
然后不但你被降级，你把权力都给他，你自己怎么样？还心平气和。
Not only you give up your authority, you give up your promotion, you still remain calm.
你怎么可以做到这一点
？How can you do that?
如果你没有基督教信仰的话，你做不到的。
If you don't have a Christian faith, it's very hard.
但是你知道，我们同有一位主在天上，你就特别的坦然。
But because you know that we both have a master in heaven, you can be very, very calm about it.
所以呢，他这个老板说，那你不行，我得去 interview 别人去做这个，你就不可以的哈。
And so the boss later is that the 后来老板跟他怎么说？
老板说他要去面试其他的人。
Okay. And then the boss told him that he was going to interview other people.
那么前几天我收到我朋友给我的短信，因为我一直为他祷告。
So a few days ago, I received a text message from this friend.
说他的老板终于退休了哈。
So his boss finally retired.
那他老板的老板就决定让他去替代那个位置哈。
And the superior of his boss decided for him to replace.
因为本来他就有这个能力去做，但是因为这个关系的问题哈。
He had the capability, but because relationship, he was struggling.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果能够有这个坦然的心。去面对这些名利的事情。
So if we're very calm and peaceful about fame and the profit.
所以我们呢，神呢总不会是亏待我们的。
God will not treat us poorly.
所以在我们的工作呀，这个场所人际关系好，对我们人生是非常重要的。
So remain a very good relationship at the workplace is very important for our lives.
因为你每天，你想想你。 除了睡觉的时间，醒着的时间，那每天至少大部分时间你都是在工作啊。
Because
对不对？
Every day before you're asleep or while you're awake, most of the time you're working.
Yeah, 如果你这个工作跟人家关系就是紧张的话，这个对我们是一个很负面的影响。
So if there's tension at your workplace, then it brings a negative effect into your life.
所以这个呢，不但是对我们每个有工作的人哈。
So to everyone who has a job.
所以这些属灵的原则呢，对我们任何一个人都有应用的这个范围哈。
And these spiritual principles apply to almost everybody in your area of work.
可能有人说我已经退休了哈。
Some people might say that, oh, I'm already retired.
陈牧师，你讲的早讲几年还有用，我现在已经退休了。
So, Pastor, if you shared this a few years ago, you know, it would be very good for me, but now I'm retired.
啊，弟兄姐妹，我就说吧。保罗这经文虽然讲的是奴隶跟奴隶主的关系哈，
So even Paul's passage is about masters and slaves.
我们找出的属灵原则可以适用在我们今天社会的这个雇员跟雇主的关系哈。
And the spiritual principle we find in this passage can be applied to our working place.
其实我们还适用到更广的范围之内。
But it has a broader spectrum of application.
所以你家里可能会请小时工啊，对不对
？Maybe you're going to hire a per diem worker at home.
哎，帮助清理你的房间呐、
啊。To clean your house.
打扫你的庭院呐、啊。
Clean your yard.
或者说，你可能是请家庭的看护啊，是不是
？Or you have a home care nurse.
你说，陈牧师，我这些都没有。
You say, "Oh, Pastor, I didn't have all that."
哎，你总有上饭馆吃饭的机会吧
？But you do go eat at a restaurant, don't you?、
哎、你到餐馆吃饭，你发现怎么样？这个有人。这个适应生来接待你，对不对
？So when you go to a restaurant, the waiter or waitress will come help you.
哎，你就有权利了，来决定说你要做什么。
So you have a right to decide how you're going to treat them.
哎，所以这些也是我们处理跟人际关系的一个问题哈。
So these are the issues when we come to human relationships.
所以以前有一公司 interview 一个人哈。
There was a company that was interviewing someone.
那么他们都会这个中午带着这个候选人呢一起去餐馆吃饭哈。
So during lunchtime, they would take the candidate to eat with them.
整一天的这个整个的面试的情况都非常的好哈。
So the interview went very well.
对他的印象非常的好。
And they have very good impression on this
candidate. 但是这个候选这个人呢申请的工作这个人到了餐馆之后呢。这个就发生了一个小小的意外哈。
But then there was an accident when the candidate went to have lunch.
因为什么？这个接待他的人不小心把这个一碗的汤打到他的身上了哈。
Because the waiter, you know, carelessly poured the soup on his lap.
所以呢，这样呢，他的衣服整个就脏掉了哈。
So it dirtied his clothes.
结果他怎么？他就大发脾气哈。
And he got very angry.
然后他就坚决要求这个适应生一定要赔偿他。
And he insisted that this waiter should pay him.
你想这个请人的在旁边一看能请他吗
So the employers look at that and they were wondering, can we hire this person?
所以也是一个关系哈，我们怎么样去处理这样的人际关系。
So this is also a relationship revealed in how you eat.
所以帮助我们说怎么样去更好的认识神哈。
So these help us to know God more.
那我也认识一些就是请家庭看护的一些人哈。
I also know some people who hired home care people.
那其实呢，现在的这个家庭看护啊，实际上是是一种很不容易相处的关系哈。
And home care workers coming to your house is not easy for them to get along.
因为特别是在洛杉矶那个地方，他们请的人到一般住在家里就是每天都住在家里二十四小时住在那里。
Especially in Los Angeles, when you hire a home care nurse or home care person, they live in your home 24 hours a day.
实际上第一开始双方就是个陌生人嘛。
Because you are strangers at the first place.
但是因为这种工作的关系啊，实际上你没有办法，实际上就像一家人，你必须像一家人一样，因为你每天住在一起嘛，一起生活。
And since you live together, you should be treating each other as family.
所以我碰到一个哈。一个我也是我的老乡哈，他去照顾一对老年夫妻。
So I met someone who came from the same region as I did, and he went to take care of an older couple.
那第一开始他们还是有一些磨合。
At first, they needed time to adjust.
但是他们最后处理的关系都非常好。
But eventually, they maintained a very good relationship.
因为这对老年的夫妻呢，他们在教会里也是很好的基督徒。
Because this older couple, they were Christians at a church.
那照顾他们的这个姐妹呢，后来也成为基督徒。
And the sister who cared for them later also became a Christian.
那他们在教会里面都一起的来敬拜啊，来参与。
And they go to church and worship together.
然后他们带这个看护就像他们自己的女儿一样。
And they treat this home care person as their own daughter.
那这个女这个看护呢，对待他们也是非常的啊贴心的，非常的照顾。
And this care person also treat the parents very well.
那后来这个看护就回到中国之后哈。
And then she returned to China.
哎呀，这对老年夫妻非常的想念他们。
So this older couple miss her a lot.
那后来有一次他们去回中国探亲的时候哈。
So one time when they went back to China to visit relatives.
这个看护特别从天津要赶到那个地方他们去见面。
This care person flew all the way from Tianjin to go visit this older couple.
所以这样的关系发展出来的话，我觉得对我们人生怎么样，就是一个很好的奖赏。
So this, when can we can develop this kind of relationship, it becomes a great reward for our life.
所以今天我们来学习以弗所书这段经文呢。
So today, as we learn this passage from the book of Ephesus,
看的是什么奴隶啊，跟奴隶主的关系。
We talk about the masters and slaves.
你左右看看，也没有谁是奴隶啊，没有谁是奴隶主哈。
But we don't see anyone who is a master or anyone who is a slave.
好像你说这个经文跟我没什么关系。
You say, oh, it has nothing to do with us today.
有些圣经呢，干脆就把这段经文的题目就改了。
Some Bible even changed the subject title of this passage.
变成了雇主跟雇员的关系。
Talk about the employer and the employees.
但是怎么样去应用呢？我想就是我们要需要找到这个属灵的原则。
But how do we apply it? You know, we have to find the spiritual principle.
那么这个属灵的原则就是基督应该是我们与他人关系的一个桥梁。
So we need to know that Christ becomes the bridge of our relationship with others.
所以在基督里我们每个人都是平等的。
So in Christ we are all equal.
那么我们每个人将来也会怎么样，也必然要到基督的面前来接受他的评判。
And every one of us will have to give an account in the future before God and be judged by him.
正是因为有这样的根基，就决定了说我们跟人相处的时候，我们应该知道基督是我们与人关系的桥梁。
And because of this basic understanding, we realize that Christ has become the bridge between our relationships.
所以那整个的关系就不一样的了。
So the whole view on your relationships will become different.
对，我们看别人哈，就尽量是就想好像基督看人一样哈。
So we view others as if Christ would view them.
Yeah, 所以我们跟人的关系就是遵循这样的原则。
So we would follow this principle.
以前呢，在汉朝的时候啊，有一个人叫张骞的。
During the Han Dynasty, there was a man called 张骞。
大家知道不知道张骞有出使西域吗？哈。
He was the emissary to the West region.
那么他对这个中国乃至世界的贡献，就是他打通了这个中国跟中亚地区的这个交流的这个通道。
And his contribution to China and the world was that he opened up the passage from China to the West world.
那当时汉朝呢，刚刚的成立，非常的弱哈。
In the beginning of the Han Dynasty, it was a very weak
nation. 弱到什么程度呢？他们的马匹的数量都是非常有限的哈。
And so to a degree that the number of horses they have was very little.
所以呢这个周围的地区呢，就有一些民族叫匈奴的哈。
And then the 匈奴 tribe in the surrounding area.
所以他们就会，他们当时比这个汉朝来的强大，所以。
And they're stronger than the Han Dynasty.
所以汉朝的常常会受到他们的骚扰哈。
And then 匈奴 often, you know, invaded the Han territory.
所以在这个背景的情况下，张骞出使啊，他要经过匈奴。所活动的那个地区。
So under such circumstances, Zhang Qian needs to pass through the area where the 匈奴 was in control.
所以呢，他就是非常的担心，因为经过就有可能被他们抓到哈。
And he was worried that he would be captured.
结果呢，他在出去的路上怎么样，还是被人家抓到了。
But eventually he was captured.
那抓到之后呢，不过后来他想办法设计，终于从那个地方怎么样逃出来了。
But then he found his ways to come back to Han Dynasty.
那 没有坦白，他逃出来。
Oh, he escaped.
那逃出来之后，继续沿着那条路，他就到了中亚的地区，跟这个中亚地区建立这个贸易的关系。
So he escaped and he continued on his way until he reached his destination, which is Asia Minor.
那后来他从那边很多年，他又回到汉朝的时候。
So after many years, he returned to the Han Empire.
他希望说回来的时候就不要再有事了哈。
So he was hoping that, you know, nothing bad would happen on his way back.
不过回来路上他又被人家抓去了。
But he was captured once again.
不过呢，虽然是经了很多的周折，最后他终于还是完成了他这个使命哈。
So through many roundabouts, you know, he finally accomplished his goal.
那么他对中国的贡献哈。
And so his contribution to China.
贡献是很大的哈。
It's very good.
因为你们要知道，我们喜欢吃的好多食物都跟这个，去这个西方有关。第一个，你们当中有没有喜欢吃辣椒的
？So many of the food we eat today came from that region.
中国以前没有辣椒的。
Some people like eating hot pepper, right?
你们有没有喜欢吃番茄的
？And tomatoes.
中国以前没有番茄的，这些都是从西域过来的。
They all came from the Western region.
Yeah.所以他是代表着汉朝来打通了一个通道。
So he represented the Han Dynasty to open up this passage to the West.
弟兄姐妹，他是汉朝的使者，我们这是基督的使者。
So he was an ambassador to represent the Han Dynasty, and we are the ambassador representing Christ.
基督派我们到一个工作的地方，我们就成为基督的代表。
So when Jesus sent us to a workplace, we became Jesus' representative at that place.
当然，我是希望你们不需要被人家抓去哈。
Of course, I hope you're not being captured by someone else.
但是呢，我们希望说我们可以像张骞那样，可以代表着汉朝哈。那我们是代表着基督哈。
Just like Zhang Qian represented Han Dynasty, we can represent Christ.
我们可以完成基督所托付我们的使命。
We can accomplish.The mission that Christ entrusted to us.
那个使命就是在一切我们与人相处的事上，我们可以荣耀他。
And that mission is that we can glorify God in all our relationships.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你给了我们这么好的使命。
Because you have given us such a wonderful mission.
因为你让我们成为你的使者。
You allowed us to be your ambassadors.
这是何等的尊荣。
It's such a respectful position.
因为这尊荣的身份远远地超过了张骞成为一个强大王朝的使者。
And this honor far exceeds Zhang Qian, who was an ambassador representing a dynasty.
求主你加添我们的力量。
May you add strength to us.
求主你更新我们的生命。
And may you renew our life.
让我们怀着敬畏神的心。
That with a respectful fear of the Lord,
我们看待在我们工作中，在我们生活中与人的关系。
That we may treat and honor all the relationships we have in our lives and our workplace.
愿主你祝福我们在座的每一个人。
May you bless everyone that is here today.
让我们在所做的一切事上都荣耀你。
That we can glorify you in everything we do.
谢谢主的恩典，你赐给我们话语。
Thank you for your word.
教导我们怎么样可以成为一个更像基督的人。
Teaching us how to become a person more like Christ.
也求主你帮助我们每天的生活。
And may you help us our daily lives.
使我们可以胜过自己。
That we can overcome our own weaknesses.
胜过这世界上的试探。
Overcome the temptation from this world.
愿一切的荣耀归给你。
May all glory go to your name.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.